Bustos wants to launch the next industrial revolution right here, connecting the Quad Cities, Rockford, and Peoria. But small manufacturers throughout the region are all facing the same problem. She remembers meeting Ray Whitehead, the owner of Pegasus in Galesburg, which manufactures products for companies like Apple and Harley-Davidson.
The challenge that he finds to this day is making sure that he has the workforce and finding people that are ready for the 21st century manufacturing technology. And it again, and over again, I would hear from people like Ray who would tell me that exact same story. We've got jobs, but we don't always have the people to fill them.
Bustos says the solution is creating what she calls a talent pipeline.
Ray and other small manufacturers like him can't fill these jobs until we, all of us in this room, together, build a pipeline that will connect students and people who need a little help on getting new skills with the businesses that need those workers.
She says a good example is Carl Sandburg College, also in Galesburg. Knowing BNSF Railway is the largest employer in Knox County, the college created a locomotive lab. Bustos says partnerships like this is what will close the skills gap in manufacturing. But David Boulay, the president of the Illinois Manufacturing Excellence Center, says there's still work to be done by employers, too. He says new technology has vastly changed the industry, but the way companies seek out employees remains about the same.
The hiring moment, talent management, the career paths have remained relatively unchanged for decades. The methods for finding, attracting, recruiting, developing skills have remained relatively the same. And I'm talking about all skills, entry-level skills, soft skills, hard skills, middle skills, pick a skill. Really, the way we attack them, relatively the same.
He says companies do use new technology and the internet to gather resumes and promote job openings, but not always effectively.
A few months back, I went to a fairly large manufacturer, one you would know. And I was going in because part of the conversation was we can't find good people. And I said, I tried to apply for a job with you yesterday. And they certainly had inquisitive looks. I tried to apply for a job today, and I couldn't. I went to your website, and your website is phenomenal in the way you engage a relationship with customers. Yet no place to apply for a job, no place to engage a relationship to understand a career with that company.
Boulay encourages companies to rethink the moments before, during, and after an employee is hired, including training once the job is filled.
Even with smaller companies, sometimes we say, and we look at training investments, and we say, how do we do the training? We can't afford the budget. And I'd suggest to you, we already are doing that training. We call it on the job. It tends to be unstructured. With minimal investments, we can get it structured. We can think of things like training within industry or other approaches that help bring structure to make sure we're adding value to skills, opportunities, and careers.
He says internships and apprenticeships are critical, circling back to the idea of a talent pipeline, connecting students and workers to employers.
We also need to recognize the importance of the influencers for youth, teachers, the parents, and also intentionally sparking that interest. So it's about those personal relationships that we're making with the schools. It's about taking the box of pizzas and sitting down and having the conversation with the parents and the teachers and the students, talking about what it is to have a career.
Boulay says the solution to the workforce gap is already within the local economy, and it's time for manufacturers to reassess every aspect of finding new employees, from career exploration in schools to refilling positions after retirement. I'm Sarah Ritter.